When I got to the middle of the block in front of the school, I went straight up to the guard again, but he didn't let me move to pass him. I didn't know what to do. So I walked until I was right in front of the path to the front door.
Arkansas Gazette.
She made an attempt in the middle of the line to cross onto the school grounds and again was stopped by guardsmen.
Don't let her in our school, that nigger.
I stood looking at the school. It looked so big. Just then, the guards let some white students through. The crowd was quiet, again, waiting to see what was going to happen. When I was able to steady my knees, I walked up to the guard who had let the white students in. When I tried to squeeze past him, he raised his bayonet, and then the other guards moved in.
Arkansas Democrat.
As she walked along the guard line in the street in front of the high school, the crowd followed, calling her names.
Go home, nigger! You will never get into this school. We don't want you here.
They glared at me with a mean look, and I was very frightened, but didn't know what to do. I turned around, and the crowd came toward me. They moved closer and closer.
Democrat photographer Will Counts.
Her imperturbable walk through the mob has become a slow-motion cinema verite memory. I still find it difficult to believe that this display of racial hatred was happening in front of my old high school. And my camera.
Gazette, Harry Ashmore.
But the point is that the armed troops Governor Faubus placed around Central High School had orders to keep the Negro children out of school, and did so. Until last Thursday, the matter of gradual, limited integration in the Little Rock schools was a local problem. On that day, Mr. Faubus appeared in court on behalf of a small but militant minority and chose to make it a state problem. On Monday night, he called out the National Guard and made it a national problem.